Yeah, hi, this is Mike Swanson, and I've got a special guest. It's Dave Skirica, and we're kind of making this an emergency conversation because we think some big stuff's happening in the stock market, and with gold in particular, and no one better to talk to about gold than Dave. So glad you're able to join us. And you were telling me last night we had a conversation that you think this is a big key point for gold right here.
Well, I was looking for, and I've done a bunch of interviews like these and written my newsletter that I was looking for gold to pull back. Like, I was comparing this to the 2007 breakout in gold. And what happened then, or was gold had a big spike into about November, October, kind of like it did now. And then it pulled back. And then what had happened is when it pulled back, it actually went to about the 50-day moving average. And that was at roughly about $800. And then it took off to over 1,000 by March, another 30% move higher. So what I thought here was that
And
gold
what year did that happen?
that was 2007.
Okay.
So in the fourth quarter, in about December 2007, and then it began up again in the first quarter of the following year. And what I kind of thought was that we were getting overbought. Like, if you take gold at 1226, which was the high, at that point, gold was probably about 15% above its 200, or sorry, 50-day moving average, which is a bit, that's a bit, overbought. So we pulled back to that level, right now, because right now the 150, or sorry, the 50-day moving average is 1104, and we're at 1115. So we're basically 1% above it. So what I would think here is that, like, we're going to consolidate maybe for the rest of the year, and then begin another move next year. And I guess, like, if this 50-day moving average doesn't hold, we could go down to the 150-day, which is 1,005 right now. And of course, that 150-day is going to keep sloping upward. So, say, if it hit the 150-day in a few weeks, it'd probably be up to 1,050 or something like that, right? So that's where I kind of think we are, that if short term we got to hold here, and if we don't, we could go a little further down to 1,050. But I really can't see gold moving down a large way, like going down back down to 700 or something, right? I just kind of think this was a major breakout. We're either going to go down to, about 1100 or 1050. And on the gold stock side, like, I'm kind of again looking at the HUI, and I think this is an important, and it's very short term right now, so we have to see how things play out. But I think maybe something that might be kind of key in just the last few days here is that the HUI didn't break through its low of Wednesday, even though gold did. And that's important because a lot of time gold stocks lead the metal when you start these big moves up, right? So the fact that the HUI hasn't broken down yet can be real key. But again, even if we do break down further, I would look at the HUI in the 400 to 425 area. Right now it's about 443. So that's roughly about 5 to 10% lower than here. As I'd look at that as a buying opportunity. So I really believe that we're nearing another buying opportunity in the gold stocks. And I've been really strict about the way I trade these things. Now, what I like to do is sell into strength if you're doing short-term trading and buy on the weakness, or if you're just someone who's a long-term trader, buy on the weakness. Like, I don't like to chase them because one thing that I've pointed out in another publication I write, Gold Stock Advisor, is that since the beginning of 2008, there's been about 20% plus corrections in gold stocks, and there's been about 8-10% plus corrections, and that's in 2 years. So you can see these corrections happen quite quickly, so there's no point in chasing.
Now, I see things exactly the way you do. In fact, I actually bought the GDX gold stock ETF a couple of days ago when it was, I think I bought it for about 49 or 48 and a half or something. But I bought gold stocks back in July and got big gains on them. So I'm easily able to sit out and weather a little correction like this. And I was just adding on to my position. But I think we're kind of in the minority to come out and say that now's the time to be buying or adding on, because a lot of people I know on my website, they're new to gold and they've been shaken up by this dip because they are very volatile. And then, it's kind of funny you mentioned to me last night, we're talking, that you got an email from somebody saying gold was going to go to 600 something.
Yeah, based on some
It,
Elliott wave.
yeah, yeah. And it, I got an email saying the same exact thing this morning, and they had a link to some Elliott Wave thing saying it's wave count 4. And
guy said it was wave count three.
So oh, three, so three, four.
That's the whole point of that's. Well, it doesn't matter. That's why it's worthless.
But yeah, but anyway, the point is that there are people out there that are looking for big corrections, and even if we're wrong in the sense that now, you know, 1100 is the bottom, or now is the time to buy, I really don't think it would even fall much farther than that. You know, it's just ridiculous to be suggesting that this is, you know, some start of some giant collapse. It's just crazy.
If you just look at gold stocks since January, and remember last year was a bit of a black swan event in gold stocks because you have the financial crisis. So even though gold fell about 30%, you know, the gold stocks fell 70% because, you know, all these hedge funds had to dump everything. And obviously, even if the market tanked, probably at the stock market, I mean, you don't have those hedge funds all invested in gold stocks anymore to kind of put that selling pressure on it, right? So, but again, let me look at, I'm looking at the GDX, which you talked about, which is an ETF of larger cap gold stocks. And in January, it fell from $34 to $27. In March, it fell from $37 to $29. In April, it fell from $39 to $30. In June, July, it fell from $45 to $34. And this past November, it fell from about $50 to $41. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, you have nearly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 20% down moves. This one's 6 if you include this move here. And that's since the beginning of the year, you know? So that's the difference in gold stocks. Remember, a 20% move is, you know, the technical definition of a bear market. And in the stock market, that happens about once every 6 years on average. And gold stocks, we've had 8, you know, like I just said, 5, 6 moves like that this year. So I think that's what people have to understand if they're entering this gold market, is that these stocks are extremely volatile. And just as a quick side note, I've been in this gold industry for a while, and the one interesting note that always happens at the end of, say, a speculative peak in gold and precious metals is the junior speculative stocks all get crushed. Or so they go up too high, they're like getting a mini bubble, then they blow up. Well, if you're looking at the CDNX, and that's the venture exchange in Canada, which is where most of those stocks change, that thing is still 50 to 60 to 70%, depending on the stock, below its highs of 2006, 2007. So you're talking like these stocks are just starting the up move. And the fact that the junior stocks are kind of just starting the next up move probably tells you that you don't have the froth, you know, in the gold market that you really need for a major top.
Well, you mentioned the broad market and how gold stocks got smashed last year, and that was partly due, or really was due, to the stock market crashing. And that's another reason why I don't think you should be fearful of something like that now, because to me, the stock market looks like it's about to break out and start another run.
I agree. You're within 1% of the recent rally high in the S&P 500.
And in fact, if you look, one thing that was causing some concern with a lot of people was this divergence with the advanced decline line in the S&P 500. Well, if you look at the New York Stock Exchange advanced decline line, it actually made a new high on Friday. And the small cap Russell 2000 looks very positive right now. It looks like it's about to go higher. And I think if we get another rally, that's going to be something that performs really well.
And another the reason why is that, like I said, I think the reason these gold stocks had a collapse is because all these funds were in them and they all got liquidated. But again, if you look at like when the market had a small rally last year from November 2008 to January 2009, and then it kind of rolled over into March, the gold stocks didn't really tank in that rally. They actually kept choppily moving higher over that 2-3 month period. So basically, and that was why, because they all got liquidated and they all, you know, had to dump all their stocks in the panic in late 2008. So that's what I would kind of think is going to happen here, that even if the market were to roll over, that if gold kept going higher, we wouldn't see, you know, the gold stocks even participate in that rollover. And just as a quick side note, I also think the dollar has been due for this rally for a while. And I don't think it's going to be a major rally. I think it's going to be a rally that, it's kind of like, I don't know, like you look at like the May rally, the April May rally happened to the dollar is like a month. It could be that's a month. The dollar might go up, you know, 5%, 7% from its low to its high. And right now you're already about 3 or 4% done in that rally. So that could push gold a little lower down. But then I think the dollar will continue its downward slide.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, we've been messing these gold stocks for a long time, and there have been times when the dollar's rallied and the first punch up hits the gold stocks, and towards the end of the rally, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, gold starts. And if you believe that gold leads the dollar, which has been the case, well, of course, you know, the dollar is still above its low of 2008, but gold has broken above its high of 2008. So that could tell you where gold thinks the dollar is going. And an interesting note, just quickly on the gold stock sell-off, is the high, all-time high of the HUI was hit in 2008 about 520. Well, the HUI got up to, the AMEX Gold Bugs Index got up to 516 on this last rally. So to me, it just looks like we've hit the resistance of that all-time high, and we're just selling off that resistance and going to build a base here so we can blast through that all-time high. So, you know, that's another thing. It looks like nothing more than kind of a technical correction off the all-time high of last year.
One thing about, I'm going to wrap up here in a sec, but I want to leave one final thought. One thing about the gold stocks and the rest of the market, too, is I've been long for a couple months, and you know, I've been thinking though that I was going to sell out in January, that the market would rally into January, we get some peak then. But I think this pullback actually sets it up so that the gold stocks can rally into the spring, and gold too, because the way it looks to me, like they can bottom here and then they'll probably jump back up and not really break out and immediately go higher, but instead I would think they'll kind of, you know, build a base for a week or two, then move up. And that would set it up for a better rally down the road, or one that can last to the spring instead of, you know, sometime in January.
The one, man, but see, I'm even a little more bullish than that because, see, I think this is kind of like the second phase of the gold bull market. Like 2000 to 2007 was kind of the move off the bottom. And the second phase tends to be the longest and the strongest. So I think what's going to happen, and again, you never know until this stuff actually plays out, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to see everyone's going to look at the old peaks at gold, like in 2007 and 2006, and they're going to say, okay, about 13, if you look at those indicators, about 1300 to 1400 would be the top in gold. And what I think is that because this is the longest, strongest rally, we're going to really break out to even a higher level, like $2,000 an ounce, kind of like the 73, 74 breakout in the 70s before a significant correction happens. So I'm willing to hold on to some of these positions even longer because I think, and this is when I do throw in fundamentals, I think just these huge deficits and this devaluation of the dollar is going to really start, you know, snowballing. This is what kind of makes it different than, say, 2005 or 2007 or those breakouts. You know, like in 2007, the credit crunch was starting, but 2005, 2004, when gold was breaking out then, the economy was strong, the housing market was still strong, and now you've got the exact opposite, where the economy's weak and government's spending all this money. So I think that this could even go, but definitely I think you should take some money off the table next spring, because that's seasonally usually when gold tops, but I definitely think this is the mist of a rally that could be a year or two in the making with these corrections that, like, we've just seen recently. You know.
Well, that'll make for an exciting year or two, that's for sure. Well,
yeah, that
but I think we both agree it's, you know, now's not the time to be scared of it, but the time to be using this, use the, like you're saying, with the gold stocks. Like my trading, I have a tendency to like to buy breakouts and that sort of thing, but with gold stocks, you really can't do that. You need to buy the dips because the way they trade and act. But I'll just let you go, and, you know, thanks for taking the time out to talk to everybody, and it's going to be interesting, I think, to see what happens this week, because I do think there's a good chance we'll see the S&P 500 make a breakout too, and that's another reason not to be overly negative about gold or anything else. So, well, thanks a lot, and be talking to you later.
Okay, good talking to you later.